Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It's the Home Bulls' Boss postgame show, and we just heard from Eric Lawrence of the St. Pius Lancers, and as well from our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game in Riley Nager. Good job there by our intern, Blake Holland there. And now we're joined by Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. And Coach, I sort of led into the interview with Coach Lawrence with this thought in mind. Offensive rebounds early on was a big factor for them in sort of getting out to that early lead and putting you guys in a bit of a bind.
Yeah, they absolutely killed us off the glass in that first half and got us in a hole that, obviously we couldn't come out of all night. With them making shots early, we seemed like we couldn't contain penetration or get out to shooters in the first quarter. And, they made a few shots. We try to get out on them. They drive past us. And then with those two bigs they've got in there, if you help up, it becomes very difficult to recover quick enough. And so they just kind of were killing us on the offensive glass. And, them defensively, they would make it difficult on us because they kept getting to set their defense every time they put it in a basket. They would put a second guy on Michael Brewer, and they were still quick enough to pressure the ball, get out to our shooters, force us to miss. And so they were able to continue to double-team Michael in the post. And, a lot of teams try doing that to us, and usually we make enough shots on the perimeter that they have to kind of get out of that. And tonight, especially early, we weren't able to knock down those shots that we did get. And so they were able to kind of, key two dudes on Mike and just make it difficult for us all night. I mean, it's good plan, well executed, and hats off to Pius. They beat us in every phase of the game tonight.
I know I keep coming back to this, and I appreciate you obliging when I bring up the Melville game from just a few days ago. A great comeback victory there, and I think I asked you, the confidence of this team, does it get a huge boost from a victory like that? And I believe you said that, you guys already have the confidence, and yes, that sort of win could help this team. And tonight, this St. Pius team, they hit you right in the face with their energy as well as their offensive rebound and early shots. But when it comes to this game and sort of how it played out, you feel like your guys are still okay, that moving forward, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. This is a good team. I mean, we got beat by a good team. They got two legit bigs. They got really good guards. And when they make shots like they did tonight, they're really tough to guard, and they're well coached. Coach Lawrence does a good job. That's as much pressure, and we've played some good teams so far, but that's as much pressure that we've seen on the basketball and, on the catch on the perimeter as well. So they're able to apply that kind of pressure without fouling, which they did. We didn't get into the bonus in the first or the second half. I think we did in the second half, maybe about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
But they were able to play that kind of pressure D without fouling. And, that was a big difference in the ballgame as well. We never could get things going. But most importantly, we got to get better from this. We have no choice, and I, like I said, we got character guys in there. I think we'll be fine. It really sucks, as we talked about, that we don't play again for another 5 days or whatever. So, you got to sit on this one for a little bit, and you got to go through Christmas and, smile and act like it doesn't bother you or whatever. But, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll regroup. And hopefully we can take a lot away from this. We won a bit, what everybody called a big one on Tuesday. I tend to think they're all the same size. And so, personally, we didn't get, after Tuesday was over, Wednesday, it was back to business as usual. So we didn't get too high on that win. And, world's not, when we wake up, I believe the sun's going to come up tomorrow. So
might be hidden behind some clouds.
Right. The sky's not falling, and we'll be fine.
Coach, I know you got the Central Christmas Tournament coming up. I believe Wednesday, Herculaneum is your first opponent there. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
That's correct. Okay. We play at 4 o'clock on Thursday, the 27th.
Thursday, yeah. Okay. A healthy amount of rest coming up for you guys. But we all know the top seed in that tournament is Farmington. We all know they're year in and year out, just like you guys, very tough to get to beat. And, a lot of people might see that as the championship game, but obviously you got a good tough side of the bracket to get through first. But give us a general idea as to what you're going to be expecting of your guys over the next several days as you get ready for that tournament, and what it's going to take to win.
Well, we got to clean some things up. defensively, really. I mean, we gave up way too many points tonight. We gave up way too much penetration. You know, losing Mark Moore in the first quarter with three fouls is obviously isn't a, what you look to do. And I obviously should have taken him out when he had two fouls, but we were already down by 10 or something like that. I didn't think there was any room to save him. But we got to clean up things on the defensive end. And then offensively, you know, we've got to find a way to play around you know, a double team in the post when we're not making shots, you know. So we got to be more efficient on offense, you know, and maybe that'll help us out defensively as well. But, you know, if we're going to play like we did tonight, we're going to come down and give up penetration and then run down there and, you know, take a quick shot that's halfway open. That's not a recipe for success against a good team. So we'll go to work on ourselves. We'll take tomorrow off, get back at it Sunday, Monday. I guess we'll take Tuesday off. And then get back at it day after that, and then you know, on the 26th, and then we'll have to go in and play Herculaneum on Thursday.
Yeah, I think the guys will appreciate you, Coach, for giving them the day off on Tuesday.
Parents too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Coach Johnson, appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks for your coverage. We appreciate it.
All right, Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, that is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show.